What's up, man? Alright, guys, today's video is titled Don't Be That Nigga. Why Muslim men shouldn't go back to the old country and marry from there. So, I had a viewer on MGTOW TV, Muslim guy of Middle Eastern descent, early mid-20s. A decent looking dude, decent height, fully westernized. He grew up in a western country, and he messaged me the other day saying that he wants to go back to the old country and find a good woman there and stay there with her and raise the kids with her over in Egypt because western civilization is way too degenerate. And he wanted to get my feedback on it. Now, before we get into my feedback on it, we need to understand something really good, okay? We live in the beast system. This is the time of Dajjal, aka the Antichrist, okay? Islam tells us the Antichrist will penetrate every city, every state, everything except Mecca and Medina, which are the two holy sites in the Arabian Peninsula. Outside of Mecca and Medina, the only place you can be to save yourself from the antics of Dajjal is high up in the mountains, away from it all. Literally meaning you're cut off from civilization if you're high up in the mountains, pretty much, okay? Outside of that, I don't care where you are. I don't care if you're in Egypt. I don't care if you're in Ukraine. I don't care if you're in Latin America. If you are surrounded by people and you got internet connection, you are living in the Antichrist / Dajjal system. Furthermore, Islam tells us that the people who will support the Antichrist, aka the Dajjal, the most are going to be women. And the only way to stop women from joining the Antichrist is that if you physically tie them down. Now, I don't know about you guys out there, but I don't plan on tying down no damn hoe, okay? So, once we realize we are in the beast system, this is when you guys need to realize that there's really no good woman out there, you know? Yo, homie, yo, he says you can't rush the slut. I tell you guys, you can't hold back the sharmuta, okay? So every woman out there who's decent looking, she's gonna be a sharmuta. Either before you or after you. Pick your poison, okay, guys? So this young Egyptian guy, he's from the old country, he's from Egypt. I'm keeping him anonymous. Because I'm from Egypt too, so I know what's going on, okay? So, this young Egyptian guy, he told me that he's gonna keep her in Egypt, and he made it very clear that they're not gonna immigrate to the Western world, okay? So, as you guys know, I was married to a Hojabi. I did exactly the same thing. Alright, what you Muslim guys in the West who are fully Westernized need to understand is that these hoes back in Egypt, they don't respect you, okay? In fact, the last message I got from my hoe of an ex was, I don't respect you. And she wasn't lying. She doesn't respect me. You see, I'm going to tell you why hojabis don't respect guys like you and me from the West, okay? You see, if a fully westernized dude like you and me goes back to the old country to get married, what does that say about us? It says that we were not good enough for Stacy. Let me repeat that one more time. Hojabis back in the old countries don't respect westernized Muslims like ourselves, because when we go back to the old country, what she's thinking about is that we were just not good enough for Stacy, and now we have to go back to the old country and get some curly-haired, brown-skinned, black-eyed hoe, okay? In other words, they think we are devolving, okay? Now, I married the hojabi just like this Egyptian brother, young Egyptian brother wanted. Somebody's on their camera phone. I don't want to interrupt their call. So, like this young Egyptian brother, I wanted to marry an Egyptian woman and leave her there so we can raise our children in a so-called Muslim society. But from her thinking, she's like, hey, this guy wasn't good enough for Stacy. That's why he's coming here. You guys need to understand something about women. The only thing that revolves through a woman's mind is sex and extraction of resources. That's it. The Prophet Muhammad told us 1400 years ago, women are morally and intellectually deficient, okay? They don't think long term, guys, right? So, women, all they can think about is, what type of dick am I going to have inside of me tonight? Who am I going to screw over to get his money? That's all that goes through a woman's mind. They don't care about raising good kids. They don't care about morals. They don't care about that. And the thing you guys need to understand about these hojabis back in the Middle East is that they hate guys like you and me. I've said this in past videos and I'm going to say it again. Nobody hates Allah and Muhammad more than a Muslim woman. And the only people they hate more than Allah and Muhammad are guys like you and me who have morals, ethics, values, and principles like Hammer Hand says. In fact, Islam tells us that a woman can lead a good man to the hellfire. You know, I made that video a year or so ago about this Pakistani dude who married a Pakistani girl. And she like divorced him, and then she went on the internet calling him an ancient nigger, claiming that he beat her and raped her and like forced her to do things against her will. Of course, all of it was false, and the guy couldn't take it. He ended up killing her and, you know, killing himself. So, and as we all know, suicide is a one-way ticket to Jahannam, aka the hellfire. So, yeah, a woman can lead a good man astray, okay? You know, in my case, guys, I actually might have a thumbnail from our wedding. You know, we paid for the photographer, we paid for everything, you know. Let me tell you a Nagasaki Hiroshima black pill that's gonna blow your mind. It's probably not gonna blow your mind if you're already black pilled, but I'm gonna tell it to you anyways. You guys remember that Latvian chick I met a couple of weeks ago in Riga, which rhymes with nigga? I've had more sex and better sex with that girl in Latvia than I ever did with my ex, okay? As you guys know, I was walking around Riga, minding my own business like I normally do. This Latvian chick, blue-eyed, blonde, tall, you know, 38 years old, you know, single mother, smokes, drinks. So, body was rocking, face, it's all right. The face, I would say, was a six, you know. She, like, comes up to me and she's like, hey, can I borrow €5 to buy cigarettes? And I'm like, yeah, sure. And if you guys remember, you know, like, on my second day in Riga, this beautiful blue-eyed blonde woman, like, walks up to me. I'm like walking like this. This bitch, like, walks up to me, stands, like, in front and right in front of me. And she's like, hi, do I know you? Hey, I think I might have mistaken you for somebody else. And she was like laughing and giggling, And I'm like, well, sorry. Hopefully you find the other person. Have a good day. And I just walked off, you know. So when the second girl, you know, the one I banged, she came up to me saying, hi, can I borrow 5 euros to buy cigarettes? I'm like, nah, 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 dude. Yeah, these women are just not randomly coming up to you, you know, for no reason at all. There's something more behind it than, oh, I want $5, or, oh, you know, I thought you were somebody else, okay? So, I asked that Latvian chick, you know, to a bar, non-alcoholic drinks, and before you know it, you know, the next day, we were having freaky deaky sex, and she actually called me like a week later, saying that she forgot her cell phone charger in my apartment. And she actually did forget her cell phone charger in my apartment. And we banged even more. I actually banged her right before I left Riga. So I spent no more than $30 on that Latvian chick, okay? Between, you know, buying her cigarettes and her, you know, bus ticket or train ticket, you know, I spent less than $30 on her, okay? Opposite of that, the hijabi of an ex, my parents spent over 30,000 American dollars on a sham wedding, okay? And this was a big ass wedding, guys. This wasn't in your backyard, you know. No. This was a wedding that was wow, okay? It was at the Hilton Resort in outside of Alexandria. No, this was a wow wedding, okay, guys? And yet, I had better sex and more sex with some random Latvian chick. She bumped into me, not I bumped into her, you know? What does that tell you, dudes? You know, what does that tell you, okay? I was actually scrolling through Instagram today, you know, checking up on the feeds. I'm always, you know, I'm a fan of Gabriela Romani, even though I refer to Gabriela Romani as a blue pill mullah. You know, Gabriela Romani is red pilled, but last time he got too red pilled, Susan took away his monetization. So he keeps it a little bit blue-pilled on YouTube. But nevertheless, you know, he does have good Instagram posts. So you guys out there, follow Gabriel Romani because he's always bringing up articles and... Because Gabriel Romani, guys, he's a clinical psychologist. So he gets a lot of Muslims, you know, going to him for mental help, marriage help, shit like that. So he's always posting articles. He's always posting episodes in his own private practice. And I really suggest that you guys follow Gabriel Romani just to see how dysfunctional the Ummah of Muhammad is, you know. For you guys out there, I was saying how dysfunctional the Muhammadians really are. Even though God in the Quran says you are the best nation for all of humanity, we're actually the worst nation for all of humanity, you know? So, there was a study, there was a scientific study that proved that people who spend the most on weddings and they spend the most on engagement rings, wedding rings, that type of shit, they get divorced higher than people who don't spend much on a wedding, okay? So, yeah, man. Yeah. So, of course, yeah, my wedding that cost $30,000+, hell yeah, we got divorced, you know? Guys, if a bitch requests a big-ass wedding, run. If she requests a big-ass wedding, what she's really doing is that she wants to, A, show off to other women, and, B, at the same time, she plans on fucking you over, okay? This is why I tell you guys, first of all, don't get married. And don't get married to a girl back in the old country, okay? When I went to the Egyptian embassy to divorce the hoe, I went to the Egyptian embassy in Washington, D.C., okay? They didn't know who the fuck I was, but when I went there and I told him, when I went there and I told the clerk, you know what, Mike, what, you know, why I'm, you know, I want to get a divorce, he told me, don't worry, we have a form already waiting for you, you know. Again, they don't know who the F I am. It's just that he told me that it's so common. It's so common for young, westernized, Muslim men like myself and the guy who requested this video to go back to the old country and find themselves a good Muslim woman. But the woman really wanted nothing more than their money and literally a ticket to America. Guys, these hoes don't respect us, okay? They will only respect us if we have Stacy hanging off of our arms. Kind of like how the black people say black bitches don't want us unless we have a non-black girl hanging off of our arm. Here's the thing, dudes. If you're a Muslim dude and you have Stacy hanging off of your arm, what the fuck are you gonna do with an Arab hijabi? What the fuck, you know? That would be devolving. You know, this is why I tell all of you Muslim dudes out there who are decent looking, get yourself a white girl, dude. Don't bother with fucking hijabis, you know? Again, hijabis are low quality. Hijabis wanna be white. And if you, westernized Muslim dude, try to marry one of them, she's gonna be like, hey, what's wrong with this nigger? You know, was he not good enough for Stacy? That's why he has to stoop to my level? Now, of course, you know, the hijabi isn't gonna say, oh, I'm the problem. She's gonna say, you're the problem. You know, something is wrong with you. And again, for you and me, we just want a good Muslima, a good Muslim woman, so we can raise our children in a Muslim society. She, like any woman out there, she doesn't see it like that. All she sees is a loser who couldn't get Stacy back in the West, and now he's coming to the old country because, you know, he couldn't get fucking Stacy, you know, he couldn't make it in fucking America, okay? That's all these hoes see, okay? And another thing you guys need to understand, these hoes that you and I marry from the old country, they're usually low quality, guys. Because here's the thing, the high quality woman, they get married at a young age, and they usually get married to high quality guys, okay? So the girls that come after me and you, they are usually low quality women that none of their guys wanted because she had tons of red flags, okay? Listen, my girl had red flags. I'm not gonna lie. She had red flags. Now, I thought those red flags, because Egyptian women were, you know, emotional and shit like that, I thought that was normal. But unfortunately, that was not normal, okay, guys? So, if you go back to the old country, and I've said this before and I'm going to say it again, guys. Unless you get a woman so ugly that not even a dog will look at her, you know, she's gonna give you hell. It is what it is, guys, okay? Even the divorce rate here in America among Muslims is skyrocketing, okay, guys? You really can't win. And another thing you guys need to keep in mind, and this is why I divorced the ex, is that a lot of these women, they're promiscuous and they'll lie about it, you know? Like, my girl claimed to be a virgin. Okay, cool. All right. Then I got information that she wasn't a virgin. She had the surgery. And this girl was so fucking toxic, dudes. You know, like, every dude I spoke with, whether it's friends in Egypt, whether it's people at the Beta Male cafe or pub back in Florida, whether it's my cab driver friends back in LA, whether it's you MGTOW guys, every dude has told me, Amr, if that bitch kept her mouth shut for 2 years, she would have won the divorce lottery. She would have come to America, got the citizenship, got alimony, got child support. This girl would have won the lottery if she had kept her mouth shut for 2 years. But this bitch couldn't keep her mouth shut for 2 days. You know, I told you. Our honeymoon was in Malaysia and Vietnam. Malaysia was for her, Vietnam was for me. So, you know, the day of our flight, I come home, you know, to get our bags and get her to go to the airport. And there she is sitting saying, you go. And I'm like, what the fuck, bitch? She's like, have a nice trip. You can enjoy the honeymoon on your own. And I'm like, listen, bitch, if you don't come with me, go to your mother's house because you're divorced. So she comes with me and we go to Malaysia first. And then we go to Vietnam. Now, she hated Vietnam simply because I liked Vietnam. And, like, the second day we were in Vietnam, this bitch woke up, grabbed her passport, and she just hopped in a cab. That's it. You know, we were literally on a Vietnamese island. It was called Phu Quoc. For those of you who don't know any better, we were on a Vietnamese island called Phu Quoc. You know, it's like half an hour outside of Ho Chi Minh City by plane. Really, really nice island, guys. It's like Key West of fucking Vietnam. I loved it. But she hated it simply because I loved it, you know? So, yeah, the bitch just gets up, takes her Egyptian passport, hops in a cab, and I don't know. Maybe she went to Dubai. Maybe she went back to Egypt. You know, don't care. So, what does that tell you, dudes? You know? See, here's the thing you guys need to understand, and you have to be very careful about this, okay? When a bitch is alpha widowed, there is no rehabilitation for her, okay? I've said this before, and I'm gonna say it again. Prostitutes are alpha widows who never, ever recovered, okay? Listen, guys. No woman ever wakes up and says, hey, I want to be a prostitute. I want to be a sharmuta, okay? No woman ever does that, okay? For a woman to become a sharmuta, she must be alpha widowed to the point where she cannot love again, okay? Think about it from this perspective. You know how there are guys out there who have given up on love? And all they do is go fuck low-quality prostitutes? Yeah, these are guys who have given up on good women. A prostitute is a woman who has given up on finding good men. That's all there is to it, guys. So, once I realized that my wife, yeah. Once I realized that the wife was alpha widowed by somebody else, I realized that I cannot rewrite her imprint, you know? You know, for those of you who don't know, rewriting the imprint is when a woman was with a dude who imprinted her really good, but you're able to, like, rewrite the imprint. But this girl was imprinted by the guy before me who fucked her, that she was imprinted by him so good that I could not rewrite the imprint. So I'm like, you know what, dude, let me cut my motherfucking losses and just get rid of this marriage, you know. I've even had some Egyptian guys tell me, hey, Amr, Don't be surprised if this girl actually married you to make the scumbag who fucked her before you get jealous to get back with her, you know. Maybe the fact that, you know, she wanted to stay in Egypt rather than go on a honeymoon with me, maybe she wanted to do that so she can, you know, hopefully get that call from her dirtbag boyfriend who fucked her, you know. And maybe when she hopped on a plane when we were in Vietnam and she went back to Egypt, maybe she went back to sleep with that dude who imprinted her. Whatever the case is, guys, this was not gonna work out for me. Okay, guys? There was no way that relationship can work out for me. You know, and it wasn't so much the fact that she lied to me about being a virgin when she wasn't. It was the fact that there was no way I can rewrite the imprint. You see, girls like that who get damaged by, who become alpha widows, like Rollo Tomasi says, okay, girls like that, they go out and they purposely look for guys like you and me. They look for good Muslim dudes to take advantage of, you know, kind of like a guy who gets mistreated by beautiful woman. He ends up marrying a ugly woman because he's like, I can't do this anymore. Every decent looking woman mistreats me, cheats on me, laughs at me. So I'm gonna get a woman so ugly that not even a dog will look at her. Well, that's exactly what these hojabbies do. Well, that's exactly what these women do when they get alpha widowed, okay? They go after guys like me who have morals, values, ethics, and principles, like Hammerhand says, and they do that simply so they can abuse us. Like, my ex was actually using, you know, religion against me. Oh, you're not a good husband. It's like, what the fuck, bitch? You know? So you guys need to understand is you can't win. Okay, you really can't win. I don't care if you're a Muslim or not. You really can't win with a woman if she's actually a 4 or above and she has internet connection. And another thing I want you Muslim guys to keep in mind, these hojabis out there, they're getting fucked at an early age, dude. You know, when I was in Egypt 2017, before I met the ex of a wife, it was like 1 o'clock at night, okay? I was by the Citadel in Alexandria. That's where I like going at night, get my tea, do a little bit work on the internet. So I was by the Citadel at night. I was walking back, you know, area kind of shady at night, you know. And I see this young dude, you know, he's like, hey, man. And I'm like, sup? He's like, hey, see this girl? You want her? And I look behind him and I see this hojabi. Bitch ain't even 18. And I'm like, dude, how old is she? He's like, she's 15. And I'm like, get the fuck out of here with that nigger shit, dog. You know, so what does that tell you guys? These hojabis, they lose their virginity well before the age of 15. Okay, guys? So you Muslim guys out there who think you're gonna go back to the old country and find yourself a decent Muslim wife, unless she's so fucking ugly that not even a dog will look at her. No, guys. And again, I can't stress this enough. You westernized Arabs or Indians or whatever, you westernized Muslims who go back to the old country, the women are going to look at you as losers because you weren't good enough to get Stacy, okay? Even though you're going back to get yourself a good Muslim wife, raise Muslim children in a Muslim society, that does not cross her brain because, again, like the Prophet Muhammad said, women are intellectually and morally deficient, okay? They only think of sex and how to extract resources from men. So in the case of my ex, guys, in her brain, she was like, I'm going to extract resources from Amr Metwali, and then I'm going to go try to sleep with the guy who alpha widowed me. That's what was going through her brain. And when I realized that, I was like, dude, there's no way you can be in that relationship, dude. You just have to, like, divorce the hoe and keep it moving, you know? So, trust and believe, guys. Trust and believe that there was some scumbag in Egypt looking at our wedding photos, saying, nigga, you know, referring to me, of course. I bet he was like, sucker simp, you know, joke's on you, buddy. And boy, was he right. The joke was on me, big time. So this is why I'm making this video for you Muslim dudes out there. Don't go back to the old country and marry a hijabi. Just don't do it, dudes. Don't do it, okay? And don't get married, okay? We live in the harem system, guys. This is where we are. The harem system is simply a side hoe with benefits. Hey, bitch, anytime you want to leave, good. Go, go. Bye-bye. No, nice knowing you, you know. Don't let the door hit you on the way out, you know? This is where we live. So again, unless you marry a bitch so fucking ugly that not even a dog will look at her, guys, forget marriage. And for the love of God, don't go back to the old country and get a woman from there. Because again, cannot stress this enough. They're going to look at you like you're a fucking loser, okay? Nobody hates Allah and Muhammad more than a Muslim woman. And if they hate anybody more than Muhammad and Allah, they will hate you, the good Muslim man who actually follows Allah and Muhammad. All right, guys, that's my video for today. Hope you like, share, comment, subscribe. I'm going to see you in the next one. Peace.